Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Hello. Okay, I'm getting a reverb in my ears. Okay. So what? My microphone's not working. So we have to use the phone.
Yeah.
Oh my! So how much of this was did not go out? Well, did they shoot? Did I start over? I mean, did they hear what I've been talking about? I can't. They missed everything. Let's see, is the storm on high so they can tell us? I can hear myself talking, so we'll have to. So I'm hearing myself in the background. I can't. You have to turn my microphone and my ears down. Okay, now I'm okay.
Well, sorry about that. We're having some difficulty. How's the sound now coming? You can hear okay? So it looks like my store called and said that we were not talking the whole time before the sound wasn't coming in. I see some blog talk. I see some callers on the line. Are those? Is that it again? Is nothing went through? Is it coming through now? Okay. Oh my gosh. So, excuse me, we're talking here with my board man and to see what's going on. I see there's three callers online, and I don't know if those are on too. Are they live? Can they hear us? Okay, so, but none of that what I was talking about in cholesterol.
No.
Okay, so, excuse me, I was really talking about cholesterol and the need for cholesterol and vitamin D. There's some new information. Anyway, I wanted to talk about cholesterol, so I'm going to start over and mark this at the time because I want to put this on our YouTube channel. Again, we're not filming. Gerald is out of town, so we're not filming what's happening right now. And what I see a bunch of the telephone numbers. Do I go to one of these callers first beforehand, or do we can I continue? Let's take a call because I want to talk about cholesterol, and that's going to take a good 10 minutes. So I really want to talk and give a detailed understanding of how cholesterol and vitamin D work together. So let's go ahead and take a call. I see a number. There's a 575 area code, 952 area code, and 995. So let's see that. I'm seeing the 575-437. 8059. Who is that online? Are you there?
I don't hear them. Maybe they're calling just to listen. I don't know. Okay, so, and then the next one, who's that 952
number?
That's 5564. Are you online? 5564? Are they saying I can't hear anything?
How about now? They're saying the sound is not coming out real well. How about now? 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. I apologize for all of this technical
stuff that's going on. I mean, we've been having a little bit of problems every week. So I apologize for that. I really wanted to talk about cholesterol and get some good information. Are we live, Adon? Are they picking up my voice?
Yeah.
Okay. So, then I'm just going to... I wanted to talk about cholesterol because there's a big issue with organized medicine and big pharma. And they've convinced us, almost convinced the entire world, that cholesterol is a deadly enemy and it must be avoided at all costs. And if you even have slightly elevated levels, then you need to be taking their cholesterol-lowering drugs or their statin drugs, Nevacor, Zocor, Crestor. And they tell you to avoid the sun at all costs, and if you do go out in the sun, slather on sunblock every time you step outside. But there's a double whammy that's happening, and it's the best, definitely wrong advice, and it's deadly to your health, leaving you weak, diseased, unable to enjoy your life. Let me explain. Okay, despite what you've been told for the past 70 years, cholesterol is necessary for a long life. There was one study with more than 350,000 people, and they followed them for years, and they found that those with the highest cholesterol had the lowest risk of dying from all causes. There was a study that came out April 2015, and what they found is that that was called the Leisure World Health Study. Leisure World is a retirement center in Los Angeles. And over about just south of Los Angeles near Newport Beach. And they are a retirement center with about 30,000 people that live there. And about 25 years ago, they followed 20,000 in a study. And that same study, after 25 years, they found that those with the highest cholesterol had the longest life. And that those with the highest cholesterol lived the longest for against all diseases. Those with the lower cholesterol had a 340% risk of death. Now, cholesterol is one of the most important molecules in your body, and its health benefits are many. As an example, your brain is made up of a huge amount of cholesterol, and for healthy brain function, you have to have cholesterol. You have to have cholesterol to break down and digest fats. The cell membrane, or every membrane around your body, around every cell in your body, is made of cholesterol. Hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, they're all made by cholesterol, with cholesterol. For your cells to communicate one to another, they have to have cholesterol. And also, cholesterol protects against infectious diseases and actually has a cancer protection. Well, now what we're finding is because of the attack on cholesterol, it's also led to an epidemic of low vitamin D. And it's gotten so bad that almost everyone in the country is deficient in vitamin D. One study showed that nearly 90% of the population is low in vitamin D, and that's a pretty accurate study. I know that we ask that our clients bring in vitamin D studies at least twice a year. Every 4 to 6 months, you really want to get a vitamin D level, a blood test. It's not expensive. It's anywhere from $50 to $75, and you can have that blood test, and it'll give you what your vitamin D levels are. And so you have to have cholesterol to make vitamin D. And what happens is the UVB rays from the sun strike your body, strike your skin. They go through the skin, and they convert in your bloodstream a form of the cholesterol in your skin into vitamin D. And they talk about 30 minutes in the sun is enough to give you 10 to 20,000. Problem is nobody's going out in the sun anymore, and also people are taking showers and washing the sweat off their skin, and so that you're actually washing that off
and you need to reabsorb it. You can get vitamin D levels from food, but most of the foods are not very high in vitamin D. Of course, you can take cod liver oil. Remember, that's anywhere from 10,000 IUs. But even one egg only has 49 IUs. Butter, you know, only has 56 IUs. Even grass-fed beef, a serving, 100 grams, only has 6 IUs. So vitamin D is better to take in a supplement. And in a recent study, researchers found that mice with a diet low in cholesterol after just 1 month had a significant drop in their vitamin D level. And that's a big concern for all of us because most doctors think that vitamin D is only important to prevent rickets. And you'll see that when cowboys used to get that. And you have this bone leg when they walk. And that's what rickets is. It causes your bones to be soft. But vitamin D, cholesterol, vitamin K all improve your health. But vitamin D impacts just about every system in the body. And so there's overwhelming evidence that shows that low vitamin D increases your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and almost every other chronic disease. And low vitamin D has also been linked to coronary artery disease, asthma, high blood pressure, depression, Alzheimer's, MS, even Crohn's disease. That's why it's a good idea, again, to have your vitamin D levels checked. Now, a lot of doctors say between 20 and 30 is sufficient. And I say that's not accurate. I want a lot of naturopaths in the country say between 40 and 60 is okay. And I'm one of the few naturopaths that said, look, you want to take it at least to get it to between 75 and 95. 75 and 95. And getting your vitamin D level up to 75, there were studies to show that you actually reduce your risk of cancer by 75%. So it's really critical to have your vitamin D levels checked. And again, I like 75 to 95. So you can get, you know, again, going in the sun, but I think it's the easiest now to take a vitamin D supplement. Vitamin D you can take and get around a 5,000 unit pill. They're very inexpensive. And you can get the natural form of vitamin D, that's vitamin D. And I suggest getting that. Now, the vitamin D works with cholesterol. And let me tell you, vitamin D is just, it's an amazing, amazing supplement because it really is involved in almost everything. As an example, it's not coming in well. I'm sorry. How's this now? Is it any better? Anyway, some of the studies, let me just continue on this. Some of the studies show that calcium intake is an example. With low vitamin D, then what happens is your arteries get very stiff and your blood pressure goes up. So when you take calcium, you want to make sure you're taking vitamin D and vitamin K2. Before we continue any longer on this, I'll come back to that. Let's take our break. I think if Sandy Ben Joseph is on the line telling us the special today, we might as well go to that. I see all kinds of calls on the line. Sandy, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm online, but I don't know if you can hear me. So. I'm just going to say good morning to everybody. I read the specials. I don't know if you're able to hear me.
Yes, we can hear you fine. Thank you.
All of Nature Sunshine, over 500 products at Health Naturally at 7040 North Mesa in El Paso, Texas. All 15% off, all those products. And then also from Barlean's, we chose the Eye Remedy, which is all the antioxidants for the eyes, 15% off, and the Ideal Omega 360 caps, since you were talking about cholesterol, those are all 15% off. So the oils and the healthy fats is what really matters for heart health and brain health and all of that. We're also going to do the raffles again this week because last week we were just overloaded with a $25 purchase. When you come in the store, you get a raffle ticket, and then we drew three books by Professor Ben Joseph on stress, and they'll be personally autographed to you. So all you have to do is come in and do that $25 purchase and then take advantage of being able to win. So the people that won last week were pretty happy. Also, the in June and October, we do for breast health, we do the thermography, and we do it at 20% off. So you make your appointment. Dr. Jay Mead, who's the probably the number one interpreter of the thermography testing of full body, but we're concentrating on breast health. So you can make that appointment at 915-833-0222. And Elvira is the technician, also the doctor's assistant for 15 years. And she will take the film. And remember, there's no radiation. There's no touching. There's no squishing of any parts of the body. So it's a really a painless test. And with no radiation, it's a safe test. And then, so it's 20% off, and that includes not only the test, but the interpretation by Dr. Mead, and then also a sit-down with Professor Ben Joseph to go over the results, and that way, you know, you'll know what you're looking at, not having a practitioner say, oh, it's okay. You want to know what you're looking at and any changes you may need to take or supplements or anything like that. So I hope the show starts coming in clear. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And I'll talk to you next hour.
Again, when I went back online, can you hear me? I apologize. We're having all kinds of trouble here. I don't know what's going on here. Are we live? Can you hear me now? My phone was dropped again. Boy, I really apologize. This is just very frustrating and embarrassing that we're having so much trouble here. And it's a 2-1-9 area. Hey there, I think we're back online. What does it say? It looks like it says that I'm online. Can you hear me?
Well, I may just have to not do the show today. It just doesn't. It's not coming through. Is the store calling to tell us if we're working or we're not working?
Yeah,
not working. Correct. So it's not going through. Let me just do this again.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? More Americans die each year from cancer and heart disease than all deaths from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam combined. Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. Do you want to be one of these statistics? The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants and toxins. Can we trust our government? They allow 500 million pounds of toxic chemicals dumped into our public sewer system, 1 billion pounds of chemicals released into our groundwater affecting our drinking water, 2.5 billion pounds of toxic chemicals pumped into our atmosphere, totaling more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. You care about health, and I know you want to live longer. That's why you need to take health supplements. Are you sure you're taking the right ones for you and your family? Prime Longevity was created to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is, there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Order now and get free shipping. Go to www.primelongevity.com.
Mine just said unmuted.
Something is definitely off. Is the store calling? I tell them to call and see if it's coming through.
He said it's coming through the map. Very solid.
I'm not getting anything.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Can't hear Sandy, but you can. Am I on now? Again, I apologize for those of you listening. We're just trying the computer or attempting to get in
I've got three computers here, my laptop, iPad. We're trying to call in. None of them is connecting. I just called in on my phone as a caller, not as the host. So I think it's picking me up, but I don't know. Okay. Hit the other one for 6403.
It's me.
Okay, then lower my headphones so I don't hear that delay in the back. Well, my screen says that we are live. I'm not sure if Sandy, it looks like Sandy Ben Joseph might be live. Let's go ahead and put her on. Let me hear hear her coming through. Okay, Sandy, you're on.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the special that I just read a few minutes ago. All of Nature Sunshine.
It's on. You guys are good. Mine says I was off. I don't hear anything. Hello? I don't hear Sandy.
If she could have her talking.
Well, I think everybody's probably gone off the line. Nobody's listening. There's been such problems today. I think I don't know if we even have any callers still on the line, any listeners still on the line. It's definitely embarrassing, to say the least. I'm not hearing anybody through my headphones. So,
Joel says they can hear you.
Hmm?
They can hear you.
Okay, again, the computer's telling me that my line just dropped. And, so I don't know if I'm live or not. Okay. If there's anybody out there that's listening, please give us a call right now just to know. I want to know if anything's coming in. I see there's a 575 number and a 952 number. Hit the 575 and just let's find out. There's a 8059 is the last four digits. You're live now. Can we hear you? Hello? Okay, so that's it. Say that again? Okay, let's go to the next call. That's the 5564 with a 952 area code. Hello, can you hear us? 952 area code. Okay, that's not working. Let's see if that one's listening. Call that one, yeah. It's a 2373 number. Are you on? Did you hit the right button to get them live? So there's a 915, and it's 2373 are the last four digits. Then there's another one, 2208. Those are the last four digits. 2208.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Oh, you are. Okay, someone is there. That's one's working.
Yeah, this is Gerald.
Oh, yeah, it's working.
Yep, it's working.
Okay, so thank you so much. At least one caller's coming in.
Yes, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you? Well, let me tell you, I'm really frustrated having so much. I've got three computers and my iPad, and there's some technical stuff going. But how can I help you before we get you get dropped? Okay. Where are you calling from? I hope they got dropped.
Okay, can you hear me, Eliezer?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah, this is Gerald. I'm Gerald in Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Well, they're really having lots of issues. It's been pretty little things going on. We keep getting dropped, so I don't know what happened this whole first hour. I don't think anybody heard anything. Do you know what's happening by any chance? Of course, from your end, I don't know what you can do.
Well, from where I'm at, I can hear you. It's just kind of breaking up, but I'm in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
There you are. That was better. Are you there? Okay. Well, I think I lost you, but I hope it all gets worked out. Thanks, and I'll talk to you in a while. Bye.
Okay, I'm on another line. I'm hearing myself in my, close my, I'm hearing myself in the background. Okay, that's good. Hopefully I'm on another phone. We have another cell phone, so I'm calling in through the cell phone instead of the computer. We should be able to go in as the host on the computer. So I just am calling in like a caller. Hopefully you can hear. Again, I'm not sure. But let's go in. Let me talk about a couple of articles, at least for those of you listening. And I'll probably talk about these again next week. It looks like we'll probably have to repeat most of the stuff that I mentioned. Anyway, you know how there's been a pretty big fight going on in all of the fast food restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King, and they all want $15 an hour. Adon, you remember that? That's been going on. Yeah. So anyway, this is what happens when people make unreasonable demands on companies. And so anyway, the fight for the finally got results. McDonald's is now going to use self-service kiosks in all American stores by 2020. So McDonald's announced this week that it plans to replace all cashiers with self-service kiosks in all of its American restaurants by 2020. And it's a likely response to the fight for the $15 an hour movement. And so what they did is to avoid the hassles with employees. And again, these are entrance-level jobs. These are not jobs designed for somebody to raise a family with. Well, because of the unreasonable request, and again, the Democratic Party is pushing that, and they just don't look at the actual results of what happens when you raise minimum wage. But so anyway, because of the request by and the demonstrations and the walkouts by employees at the fast food restaurants demanding $15 an hour, McDonald's has created self-order kiosks, and they're going to replace all the cashiers with these self-service kiosks, and they're going to do that by 2020 and have all there's about 13,000 U.S. of those will be finished by 2018. So on 7,000 McDonald's in the will have self-service drive-throughs. by 2020, they expect all 14,000. And he said about 3,500 restaurants already have them across the United States right now. Oh my God, McDonald's, even in Canada and the United Kingdom and in Australia, are already fully integrated. So, oh my gosh. So Canada, England, and Australia already have the self-service kiosk, while the majority of locations in France and Germany also have it. The reason behind the kiosk, according to the news, is McDonald's discovered customers dwell on the self-service ordering stations, and they buy more. So this is a new outcome that they found with if the customer has to do their own ordering, they actually look at the menu longer and they often order more. So what they're finding is when people dwell more on their own food and they order it by themselves, they select more. So there's a little bit of an average check boost, according to the news agency Squawk on the Street. McDonald's spokesman Terry Hickey explained to BuzzFeed that redesigned restaurants will still have cashiers, but the new kiosks provide another option for customers to order and pay. So that's what's going to happen because rising labor costs. McDonald's is one of the biggest targets in the fight for the 15 movement, whose goal is to raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour nationwide, even in unskilled labor like entry-level positions at McDonald's. In cities and especially progressive localities like on the West Coast, it have already answered the call, passing laws mandating $15 per hour minimum wage, well, through gradual hikes. And in every place that they've done that, businesses have closed. Labor markets have closed and dried up more. People are being laid off because a business like a restaurant, which works on such very low margins that they can't afford to stay open or they fire people. And so this is the outcome of the $15 an hour push by so many progressives. So, anyway, Adon, my board man. Okay, so my board man Adon says I'm still on. I don't know if they can hear, but they'll have the store called or something, and we're still on. Yeah, we're not going to take calls in. So. Again, I don't know how much they can hear me and how much they can't hear me. So I am coming through. Well, to do this, I'll start over. And I just mentioned about the McDonald's, and I think we've covered that pretty good. I'm going to mention it again next week because we'll have things fixed by next week, hopefully. But I started the hour, and I really wanted to cover two things, one about cholesterol and one about vitamin D. And so I don't know how much of it came over, but it's really an important subject. And because organized medicine and big pharma have really tried to convince everybody, almost the entire world, that cholesterol is a deadly enemy and it has to be avoided at all costs. And you'll find that even if you have a little bit of elevated cholesterol, your doctor's telling you to get on cholesterol-lowering drugs, get on the statin medication. Those are things like Mevacor, Zocor, Crestor, all of these. And they'll also tell you to avoid the sun. And if you do go out in the sun, put on the sunblock because that's going to protect your skin against. Well, anyway, that's a double whammy of wrong advice, and it can actually be deadly to your health. Well, I hear the earphone. So anyway, it can be deadly to your health, that's because the low cholesterol also causes low vitamin D, and it leaves you weak and diseased and unable to enjoy your life. And despite what you've been told for the past 70 years, cholesterol is really necessary for a long life. And okay, I hear all kinds of calls coming through. I don't know if I'm being fun online or not. I just have no idea what's happening, and it's really embarrassing. We may just cancel this hour. I just feel so uncomfortable about doing this because it's just hit and miss, and it's very unprofessional to be doing this. So I don't know if we just need to cancel today's show. If there's some people out there that are listening and you can call in and tell me whether it's coming in okay enough to continue. Otherwise, we'll just cancel and go for next week and find out what happened.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? More Americans die each year from cancer and heart disease than all deaths from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam combined. Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. Do you want to be one of these statistics? The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants and toxins. Can we trust our government? They allow 500 million pounds of toxic chemicals dumped into our public sewer system, a billion pounds of chemicals released into our groundwater affecting our drinking water, 2.5 billion pounds of toxic chemicals pumped into our atmosphere, totaling more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. You care about health, and I know you want to live longer. That's why you need to take health supplements. Are you sure you're taking the right ones for you and your family? Prime Longevity was created to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is, there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Order now and get free shipping. Go to www.primelongevity.com. Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity Formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove No. 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com. That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com. Welcome back. You are listening to Natural Solutions Radio, live on the web, with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. To call in with your questions, dial 646-478-5814. Welcome back. You are listening to Natural Solutions Radio, live.
Well, the pre-recorded commercials are coming out, the pre-recorded segments that take us out to a commercial, brings us back from a commercial. Those are pre-recorded, so they're working. And but the live working as well. And I'm just thinking that instead of back and forth hearing us talk about the problems, that maybe we just cancel today try and work on fixing everything and be back next week with a talk. So I feel it's too, I think it's inappropriate to attempt it. So I apologize. It's embarrassing, I know. And basically, let's go ahead and cancel everything for the rest of the show, and we'll be back next week with another show. Yeah, let's just end it.